huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. The best hack for social media growth, for omnipresence, for virality, for fast audience growth and engagement, I believe there's one thing that you can do above all else, other than being a massive celebrity or being a cat meme that goes viral. Assuming you're not a cat and you're not a massive celebrity, there is one strategy above all which will help you with virality, even if you don't have a lot of followers. In fact, you don't even need a lot of followers. Now, I have something like 8,200 followers on TikTok. And by the way, most of those I've gained in the last week. Yeah, I had two videos that went over 1 million views in one day, just a few days ago, from content that was not unique. And what I mean by that is I didn't record the content specifically for TikTok. It wasn't new content that I did. It was content I'd had in the vault in the bank. Now, right now, there's kind of two types of people on social media. Those that aren't doing enough content and those that have masses of content and are overwhelmed and don't know what to do with it. So the single best growth hack for going viral and shareable is through content repurposing. And I call this omnipresence through content repurposing. Now, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And just doing a piece of content willy-nilly, as we say in the UK, and just, you know, going live or just there's my content, and then trying to just repost it across all socials does not work. You'll get shadowed on most of the platforms, and actually it will work against you. A lot of people are cut-pasting, but well, stage one is actually content repurposing, which a lot of people aren't doing. It's no longer enough to be on one channel. You need to be on multiple channels because they're all competing with each other and the virality changes all the time. And some of them die out and then some of them come in that's new and disruptive, like TikTok and Reels and Clubhouse. So you do actually need to be on them all, but you can't be on them all because you're only one person. Even if you're Grant or Gary, whatever other viral influencer, you can't be everywhere all the time unless you do smart content repurposing. But if you just take the same piece of content, blah, here's my piece of content, copy-paste LinkedIn, copy-paste Facebook, copy-paste Instagram, blah, 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 you will get deranked by the platforms because it will notice the duplication of content. So how do you therefore get the content repurposing and omnipresence effect with one piece of content? Well, the answer is by planning your one origin master piece of content. Now, I've got videos that I recorded 3 or 4 years ago that I took an excerpt out of, put it on TikTok, and now has like 800,000 or more views. And actually, that worked accidentally. The reason it worked is because it was so old, I was able to take it out and it looked like new content because it was so old and it went on a new platform. Therefore, the platforms weren't able to see that it was, you know, the algorithms will look for duplication of content. The algorithms don't want you linking away from one platform to another. They want you staying on their platforms. And so I've been testing omnipresence and content repurposing for years. I'm kind of not really getting great results. And just literally in the last sort of 6-9 months, I've gone from hundreds of thousands of listens or views a month to millions of listens and views a week. But I've not put any more content out. I have just figured out with my team the way to repurpose content for maximum virality. Now, what I'm going to do, because I said this would be a bit of a mini masterclass, is I am going to talk through the two main areas of having smart content repurposing for audience reach and virality and the maximum leverage of your time. The first thing is how you actually create the content in the first place. And then the second thing is how you plan that masterpiece for optimum virality and repurpose ability. And I'm actually going to talk you through now 35 tips on planning these two. Now, don't worry about getting overwhelmed, because I'm going to do an omnipresence and content repurposing masterclass coming up in a few days' time. So if you're watching or listening live, you need to go to rob.team right now, because you can get the omnipresence and content repurposing masterclass completely for free. If you're watching a recording, you'll be able to get the recording of the omnipresence and content repurposing masterclass completely for free. This is a £300 plus VAT, so nearly $500 course that I'm giving away for free if you're a member of rob.team. I'm going to list the 35 things plus VAT, so 40, that I'm going to teach you on the omnipresence and content repurposing masterclass, so you can sit and listen and just enjoy without the stress. But I'm going to literally give you 6 hours, a one-off unique course on three elements of virality through content repurposing. Element number one is how to create great content. Element number two is what you seed into that master origin piece to make it maximum repurposable. And then the third element is actually how to take the 15 second, the 30 second, the minute, the 3 minute, the 5 minute cuts and know how to edit them on each platform. Because each platform, you need to edit them in a slightly different way for them to get good engagement and reach. And by the way, a lot of your engagement and reach is not just about the content or the quality of the content. It's if you edit it in the way that the social media platform specific to that platform wants you. For example, in TikTok, if you don't do your final edit in app, you'll get reduced reach. If you do your final edit in app, you'll get increased reach. And it took me 120 videos to learn that. So you're going to get dozens of these hacks on the Omnipresence and Content Repurposing Masterclass, all you need to do to get it for free is go to rob.team. Now I'm going to share with you what I'm going to share with you. So the three elements are element number one, creating good content that's likely to go viral. Element number two is what you seed into that master origin piece. And then element number three is how to edit per platform, per channel to get shorts, minis, midis and longs in written, audio, video and live formats. So let's go to the type of content that you can share. I've got 22 different types. I don't think I should tell you them all. I'll list them all. These are going to be covered in detail on the Omnipresence and Content Repurposing Masterclass, and maybe I'll pick two or three to dive into a bit here. So number one, this is what I did, this is what I learned content. Number two, behind the scenes content. Number three, interviews. Number four, conversations and collaborations. Number five, contrarian viewpoints. Number six, shocks and surprises. Number seven, opposite of the masses content. Number eight, engagement jacking. Number nine, news jacking. Number 10, how-to content. Number 11, SBOs. Number 12, CBOs. Number 13, PBSs. 14, case studies, messy success stories. 15, quotes and soundbites. 16, what you solve yourself. 17, mistakes you make. 18, crowdsource content. 19, rants. 20, live talks. 21 edutainment and 22 topical discussion. I'm going to teach you all 22 of those on the Omnipresence and Content Repurposing Masterclass. If you just go to rob.team, you can get that completely for free. Now, Ed talked about crowdsourcing just a minute ago. You look in the comments, you ask questions on socials, and you find out people's problems and pains and desires, and you create content around that. And you know that's likely to get high engagement and virality because people have already talked about it. The second thing I'll pick out from here is newsjacking. So when Harry and Meghan went on Oprah, or when Donald Trump, we finally knew he was going to become president, or when, you know, there's a major death or major event, or lockdown 2.0 or 3.0, or we're coming out of lockdown, we're not coming out of lockdown, or whatever. When there's news that's already being talked about a lot, when you comment on that, but bridge into and make it relevant to your content, that gives you maximum viral ability. Okay, so give me 2 hours of your time, which is 1/3 of the Omnipresence and Content Repurposing Masterclass, and you will have 22 different types of content that you could roll out twice a week each. So really, you've got 40, 11, if you do two a week, you've got 11 weeks of content prepared just doing one cycle of those 22 different styles of content. Okay, then the second element, which will be about 2 hours again, of the Omnipresence and Content Repurposing Masterclass, which is the vital element, really, are the 15 things you need to seed into, weave into your origin piece, your masterpiece. So I interviewed Ronnie O'Sullivan yesterday for nearly 2 hours. And we got in WAVL formats, which is written audio, video, live. We went live on his Instagram, my Instagram, and my Facebook. We obviously got the audio through the video, and then we can get the transcription. The second thing you need is pattern interrupts. So little things that stop people in their tracks. Quotes are the third thing. Sound bites are the fourth thing. Rants are the fifth thing. 15-second pieces of content. So at the end of the interview with Ronnie, I said, right, this is the quickfire round. And Ronnie, you need to answer these in about 15 seconds. One, that keeps them quickfire. But two, that means each one of those questions could end up being a TikTok video or a reel. So we dropped in Barry Hearn and the other famous names in snooker in the interview with Ronnie O'Sullivan. Keywords, you need to layer in keywords, high volume keywords in your content. Contrarian points of view, topical discussions, entertainment, emotion. Ronnie O'Sullivan talked about how his dad told him, never cry if you win a tournament, never show any emotion. And he got quite emotional saying that. And there's a few more bits and bobs there. So when you know the 15 things that you get up to 15 things that you plan into your origin masterpiece, one 12 minute or 30 minute or 1 hour piece could end up being 11 or 22 or 33 different pieces of content. Then the final thing you need to know how to do is you need to know then how to edit for TikTok, edit for Instagram, edit for Reels, edit for Stories, edit for YouTube, edit for LinkedIn, edit for Facebook groups, edit for Facebook pages, etc. So these are the three elements that help you go from one piece of content to 11, 22 or 33 and make them not just be shared with a few views, but actually go viral. And here's the kind of ironic thing. My non-original content is going way more viral than my original content. So even if it's an interview with someone like Jordan Peterson, the original video might get 2.5 million views, but all the cuts will get 5 or 10 million views. Right now, I've got a video with Ollie Ollerton from nearly 3 years ago that's got 800,000 views. The original maybe got 40,000 views. My cuts from Floyd Mayweather have had over 1 million views. In fact, 1.5 million views across three videos, which was more, way more than the live I did with Floyd Mayweather. So here's the thing. Your cuts of non-origin content will get more views than your origin content often. So if you go to rob.team right now, not only can you get the rob.team benefits, so you could possibly get a 15-minute one-to-one call with me if you're quick. You could also get premium content, masterclasses, meetups, social events, all for just £5 a month. But if you do it right now, go to rob.team, you can also get the Omnipresence and Content Repurposing Masterclass completely for free. Everything I've just told you, I will teach you in about 6 hours. I'll even bring in my TikTok editor, my Instagram editor, my YouTube editor, and my podcast editor, and they'll do 30-minute sections each teaching you, right, this is the simple way, get your phone out, go into the TikTok app, this is how you make a good TikTok video. Right, this is how you make a good reel. This is how you make a good YouTube video. It's non-technical, you don't need your own editors, and I've never done a course like this before. In fact, I don't know if there's a course in the country, in the world like this. So go to rob.team right now, and you can get the Omnipresence and Content Repurposing Masterclass completely for free. I hope you found this useful. I think the best hack for social media growth is content repurposing, but understanding how to get virality. I committed at the start of 2021 to do one TikTok video a day. I knew a lot of them would get low views. I knew I wouldn't be very good for a while, but give us, in about 60 to 90 days, we figured out a couple of things. So 60 to 90 videos. We started getting 20,000, 30,000 views, then 100,000, then 200,000, then 500,000. Our repurposed content was getting way more views than our original content. And now I would say every third video is getting 500,000 views or more. Maybe every other video is getting 50,000 or 100,000. It is, of course, not an exact science. I can't guarantee virality on every video. But this is literally kicking off for me right now on YouTube and on TikTok. And it can kick off for you too. What do you think, Bubba? If you don't risk anything?
Risk everything.
To know and not to do?
Is not to know.
When all is said and done?
Then more is said than done.
And talk?
Doesn't get great. What about the last one?
What about the last one? Say it.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yay! Right, thanks for tuning in on the live and the podcast. I'll see you on the other side. And if you don't risk anything...
Risk everything.